Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this week's episode of Cinema Sisters. This is Lillian and Sadie, and today we're going to be talking about the movie Waves. So, first off, I hope everyone had a great spring break. Sorry we've been gone for 2 weeks. I know you miss us, but we're back.
Yes, we're back.
We had a great spring break filled with a lot of cinema. Mm-hmm. And anyway, Lillian, when did you watch Waves, Lillian?
I watched Waves like the day it came on Netflix. So when was that? March 1st? Or February 1st?
Probably February. I feel like it was longer ago.
Oh, February 1st?
Mm-hmm. She's been basically telling me to watch it since that day. And I finally watched it this past Friday.
Yeah, because I was actually, like, in January or something, I was going to rent it on Amazon, but then I saw on Netflix it was, like, coming soon, so I waited, and then I watched it, right? And I really liked it, and I was like, Sadie, watch this so we can do it for this podcast thing. And then she took, like, a month to watch it.
But here I am, and it was really good. So, quick disclaimer, there's going to be a lot of spoilers in this.
Oh, yeah.
So if you haven't seen the movie yet, maybe pause, watch it, and then come back. But basically, do you want to summarize it?
You can.
Okay. So Waves is basically about this black family of four. And it's interesting because the first half of the movie is very different from the second half of the movie. And I wasn't expecting that because it was the movie was 2 hours and 15 minutes. So halfway in, I was like, is it over? And then, like, a whole nother plot started, basically. So it's about this guy who's does wrestling. And a big part of it is that his dad is really hard on him. And he's in a relationship with... Oh, his name is Tyler? Is that his name?
I think so.
Tyler. And he's in a relationship with this girl, Alexis. And, you know, they have their ups and downs, but a lot more downs. His dad's really hard on him with wrestling, and he has a hurt shoulder. And something happens where he basically hurts his shoulder bad and he, like, can't wrestle again.
And his mom is dead.
His mom is dead, which we didn't know until halfway into the movie, right? Did they say it in the beginning? I thought that his stepmom was his birth mom the whole time until he said, you're not my mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that wasn't halfway in, but whatever. Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
When he, like, stormed out.
Oh. I don't
remember. I don't know. But anyway... So the first half of the movie is really focused on Tyler, and basically he has a bit of a pregnancy situation with his girlfriend.
Well, not he. He's not pregnant.
No. His girlfriend finds out that she's pregnant, and she wants to keep it, and he's not happy about that.
Well, at first she doesn't want to keep it. She wants to have an abortion, and they go to the clinic, but then she changes her mind, and that's like when they get in a big fight because... They're, like, on the way home, and she says she wants to keep it, and he, like, gets really mad at her, and she, like, gets out of the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they get in a big fight, and it leads to some more big fights when she decides to keep it. And basically she says, we're not together anymore, I'm keeping the baby, and blocks him. Mm-hmm. So then there's, like, a school dance that comes around, and there's an after party that he goes to because he sees that she's there.
And also this whole time
I forgot about that. Go.
This whole time he's like taking all these like too much like pain meds and stuff and like.
Drinking a lot.
And like he's just not.
He's not good. He's very unhealthy.
He's unwell at this point.
Yeah, and it started with the pain pills for his shoulder, right?
Yeah. And then
which is so sad.
Abusing those.
Mm-hmm. And he would take his dad's pain pills.
Also there's this thing. He went to the doctor and he said, like, he needed to have surgery, but he didn't tell anyone, right? He was just, like, bottling that all in. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't think he even told his dad about the pregnancy, right?
No. He had a rough time. So basically, he gets in a big fight with his parents as he's stealing his dad's keys to show up to his party when he's obviously very intoxicated from drugs and alcohol. And, what would you say? He basically takes the keys and storms out after yelling at his parents. His dad follows him, right?
No, his dad isn't even there.
Yes, he is.
What? I thought just the one.
The mom, and then the dad's like, what's this all about? And she tells him.
Oh.
And then he goes, I hate you to the dad. Oh, you watched this movie a while ago, huh? I watched it 2 days ago. It's a little more fresh on my brain.
Yeah. Whatever. So he goes to the party, causes a big scene, and kills his girlfriend.
This is the most insane twist in the movie ever. They get in a fight, and he basically slaps her, and she falls to the ground at a tile and flat out dies. Like, I just did not expect that at all.
Like, obviously his intention wasn't to kill her, but, like, she dies.
Like, she literally falls on the ground and dies. And, like, I just was, like, this whole time I thought this movie was going to be, like, I knew it was going to be deep. But I was like, oh, like, they're going to end up together and happy with their child. No.
Yeah. Also, like, I've seen, like, so many, like, clips of, like, them two together. Like, on, like, TikTok and YouTube. And, like, I just, like, assume that, like.
It ends up fine. Yeah. I was like. And so at this point, we're, like, halfway in the movie. The girl freaking dies. And he gets put away for life for murder. And so I'm like, is the movie over? What's going on? And I check, and there's still, like, an hour and a half left. And I was like, what just happened? And basically, this is what I liked about the movie. It just completely switches plots and point of views to being about his sister.
Mm-hmm.
So throughout the whole first half, she wasn't really a huge character. Like, she was kind of supporting him when he came home, like, drunk and stuff. And, like, I could tell I liked her in the first half. Like, it's crazy. It just flipped to her.
Yeah, and then it kind of follows, like, the aftermath of him, like, going to jail and how she deals with all that, like hate from other people and stuff. And then she ends up, like, making this friend with this guy, and they go on a date. And they start dating and stuff, and then it follows their story.
Cute love story there. And it was mostly, they both had a lot of hard things going on, and they healed together.
Yes.
His abusive dad had terminal cancer. What was his name? Lucas, right? Was that his name? Luke. Oh, his real name's Lucas. The character's name is Luke.
Yeah. Where did I know him from again?
I don't know. I just want to say right now, every single actor in that movie was, like, insanely good, in my opinion. Like, it's like, he was in,
mid-90s. Oh. He's the brother in mid-90s.
Okay.
Oh, and the ladybird, the one that goes gay.
Mm-hmm. But, like, everyone in this, all this cast was so good. And it was crazy to me because, like, both, like, Tyler, Emily, Alexis, Luke, like, they all looked like high schoolers. And they were all at least 28, 29 years old.
Really?
Which is, like, did you know that the girl who played Alexa? Oh, Alexa, how do you say her last name from Euphoria? Do you know?
I don't know.
She's 31.
Oh, yeah.
And she plays, like, a high school girl and, like, everything she's in, which is just crazy to me that, like, it's just, like, the guy, like, really looked like a high schooler to me, especially with his blonde hair, because once he went to jail, he, like, it was...
Yeah, buzzed off.
Or it was all dark.
It grew out.
Yeah. He looked so much older. But, yeah, so the whole second half is just, like, following Emily, his sister, pretty much only... and just, like, how she felt, and the parents had a lot of problems with each other just because the mom or the stepmom kind of started to blame the dad because of how hard he was on their son. And it was just, like, I don't know. It was a crazy, like, we barely even saw Tyler in the second half.
Yeah.
Which was very interesting to me.
Yeah. I think, though, what, like, the best part of this movie was the soundtrack.
Yeah, it was, like, a really good soundtrack.
Crazy soundtrack. It had, like, Frank Ocean, Tyler, the Creator, Kanye. Also, one of my favorite Amy Winehouse songs.
Oh, what was it?
I think Love is a Losing Game. Yeah. And the What a Difference a Day Makes, I really felt that one.
Oh, yeah. It was oh my gosh, when he got in the fight and then they put on that song, Tyler, the Creator. IFHY. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I did.
That was just so good. Godspeed is the song.
Yeah. It just makes it feel so, like, modern, too. Yeah. You know what I mean?
They had her in it, too.
Teyana Taylor.
Yeah. And SZA. They had SZA.
Yeah, right.
Like, it was a good soundtrack. Like, music that, like, we would listen to.
Uh-huh. Solange.
Mm-hmm. It was really good.
It is literally music I listen to.
Yeah. My favorite scene, I cried probably five separate times in the whole movie, but the part I cried the most was when the dad had the conversation with the daughter, because it was so sad, because he was really hard on the son, and then he kind of was getting blamed for what had happened, and like him opening up when he said, like, I have no one else to talk to, like, that made me cry so bad. Like, their relationship growing, like, through it was, like, really good.
Yeah.
It's a really good movie. It's really well done. But it did, like, make me so sad for days.
For days?
That's why I watch Pixar movies and rom-coms. I'm still recovering. I watched it on Friday. It's Monday right now. Oh. I'm still recovering.
Well.
Oh, also the cinematography was, like, just, like, mm-hmm. It was a little
like
slow.
The colors. Like, yeah. I like the colors.
The actual plot was, like, a little slow, but I was fine with it because it was just, like, the music and the shots were so, like, relaxing almost.
Relaxing?
Not, like, I don't know, like, slow
yeah,
and, like.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I get you. I got it. Well, I think that's it.
Yeah. I would 100% recommend this movie to anyone all ages.
Yes.
But you
can't. Well, not all ages.
Okay, I mean, like, us and up. Like, old people could watch this. But, yeah, great movie.
And, well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Cinema Sisters. This was Sadie and Lillian.
Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.